This is Shirley Booth. We've all known people who can laugh in the face of disaster or smile in spite of pain. And perhaps as an actress, I admire these qualities more than the average person. I can imagine how lonely a person crippled with arthritis must feel, unable to stand or walk at will, unable to enjoy life because of pain. We all know the word arthritis, but unless we've experienced it, how much can we understand? We can begin by understanding this. At treatment centers, the March of Dimes has restored hope for arthritic patients. Through research, the March of Dimes is moving to end the awful burden of this disease. The March of Dimes is fighting arthritis because it cares about the 11 million Americans who suffer its hurt. Please understand how much your contribution is needed. Be extra generous when you join the March of Dimes.
A message from Lorne Greene.
Let me ask you something. What would you do if you read in the papers that somebody just up and gave this country $9 billion? Pretty big gift, right? Well, that's how much money March of Dimes research has saved our country. $9 billion. Well, that's how much more polio would have cost us since 1955 if there'd been no vaccines. And now the remarkable March of Dimes research facilities have turned their guns on birth defects, the leading killer of infants. There are now 44 March of Dimes birth defect centers treating afflicted children. But there are more than 250,000 babies born in the United States each year with a significant birth defect. They need treatment. Treatment costs money. Remember, the March of Dimes cares about you. Please, care about the March of Dimes.
This is Dina Merrill. Like most human beings, I've found the acceptance of happiness far easier than the acceptance of pain. I sometimes think of the plight of a little girl named Mary who lives in Washington, D.C. Mary was born with a serious birth defect. Surgery and therapy have finally enabled her to walk with leg braces. The pain and sadness Mary has endured haven't changed her delicate blonde beauty, her enthusiasm, or her charm. And yet to know her is to care about all children afflicted that way. Surely that's what makes her parents volunteer for the March of Dimes, because the March of Dimes cares about children born with birth defects. In fact, over 40 March of Dimes birth defect centers in this country provide the best possible treatment for children like Mary. Birth defects can often be repaired. Please remember, the March of Dimes cares about helping children born with crippling defects. Won't you care too? Join the March of Dimes. Thank you.
This is Paul Ford, that charming, lovable character actor. As you may know, on TV, sometimes I play the part of a bombastic colonel. And on stage, sometimes that of an expectant father, a romantic type. I like that. Today on radio, my part is described as serious, forthright, and sincere. I'm speaking in behalf of the March of Dimes and its fight against birth defects. Did you know that there are 44 March of Dimes birth defect centers located all across the country, and that each one is dedicated to developing the finest possible treatment? Treatment that gives these birth defects children another chance in life. There are 250,000 infants born every year with a serious birth defect. They depend on your generous gifts to the March of Dimes. The March of Dimes is their hope for the future because the March of Dimes cares. Join the March of Dimes.
Here is Miss Jane Wyatt.
I want to take time out for a personal message. A message to the millions of men, women, and even little children who bear the pain of crippling arthritis. I want you to know that you have a friend that cares. At hospitals and in research laboratories, your March of Dimes is at work for you, sponsoring the best possible treatment, pursuing the cause, and seeking, hopefully, for the cure of arthritis. The March of Dimes cares about you. Please care about the March of Dimes.
Top ratings, a long run, applause. These are show business terms for success. And this is Richard Chamberlain asking you to get into the act to make this year's March of Dimes a tremendous success. The March of Dimes cares about thousands of youngsters born with serious, crippling defects. Won't you care enough to see that they receive the best possible attention? Contributions are urgently needed to support treatment centers. Remember, the March of Dimes cares. Join the March of Dimes.
Friends, I don't need any rehearsal to go on the record right now for the March of Dimes. Children are the hope of our nation, and when too many of them come into this world handicapped, something should be done about it. Fortunately, somebody cares. The March of Dimes cares. At birth defect centers, medical care, help, and hope are given to handicapped youngsters. This is Barbara Stanwyck saying, please, join the March of Dimes. Thank you.
This is Chad Mitchell, going on record for the March of Dimes. Our trio says it's a record to be proud of. 3 years ago, the March of Dimes established its first hospital center to fight crippling arthritis. Today, there are 24 more arthritis centers. At these March of Dimes centers, patients benefit from the finest possible medical treatment. To help more arthritis victims, join the March of Dimes. Remember, the March of Dimes cares.
This is Tony Bennett going on record for the March of Dimes. I'm joining in their fight against arthritis, just as I did against polio, and for a very good reason. Dr. Salk showed that the March of Dimes research can conquer disease. Today, the March of Dimes is backing the most promising arthritis research by the best scientific brains. For me, this proves that the March of Dimes cares. Join the March of Dimes.
Hello, I'm Leslie Uggams. I not only make records, but I'm going on the record too for the March of Dimes. I'm doing it because the March of Dimes is taking important steps against crippling arthritis. The first step, research to prevent arthritis. The second step, treatment centers which provide the finest medical care for patients. Through research and treatment, the March of Dimes shows how much it cares. Join the March of Dimes.
This is Greer Garson. Hunger feeds on itself. Sounds strange, doesn't it? And yet a person who is starved for nourishment cannot work. If he cannot work to grow or buy food, he must go hungry still. To break this tragic cycle, CARE delivers abroad food and self-help packages of needed tools and supplies. Hunger hurts. Please care by sending your dollars to CARE. This is Greer Garson. Right now, whatever time your watch may say, it's mealtime somewhere, and yet half the world's people, when mealtime comes, never have enough to eat. Too often they have nothing. You and your neighbors have been helping feed these hungry folks through CARE. Every dollar to CARE Food Crusade sends another package in your name, and it's an indescribable feeling when you receive in return a postcard message of thanks signed by the one you helped through CARE.
Hello. I'm a volunteer worker for CARE. This is Jimmy Durante, and I'm serious. I cannot personally knock on your door and ask you to give the CARE, but I can use the airwaves to explain why I think CARE deserves your dollars. CARE provides those most in need abroad with food to satisfy their hunger and tools to help themselves. It's that simple. Food and tools for those who need them. Back CARE with your dollars.
Hello, Hello, folks. This is Richard Chamberlain. You've seen me as television's Dr. Kildare, but at the moment I have a new role. I'm appearing on behalf of Medico, a service of care, the package sending agency. Medico is doing in reality what I am doing on the screen. It's taking medical aid to people in need, only it's doing it in underprivileged parts of the world. Please join me in this humanitarian program to give healing around the world. Slip a bill or a check into an envelope now and send it to CARE.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Hope. Has it ever occurred to you that none of us could do our jobs without the tools of our trades? Whether it is microphones or screens, taxicab or saws, we have to have in hand the means of our livelihood. Has it also ever occurred to you that hundreds of thousands of people beyond the borders of the United States are idle and unproductive because they cannot afford to get their tools? Give them the tools to do their jobs through your contributions to CARE.
This is Jimmy Durante offering you a world of good for a dollar. That's what you get by giving a CARES food crusade. Every dollar sends a whole package to hungry people around the world. Your dollar may do good in Ireland by providing bread for needy families. Your dollar may be good in Korea or India, where CARE feeds refugees. Your dollar may do good in Israel, where thousands of new immigrants still need help. Or your dollar may do good in Mexico or Pakistan or Cyprus, where hungry children get most of the CARE food. Wherever CARE delivers the package you gave a dollar for, you can be sure you did a world of good. And all packages are delivered in your name to bring a message of friendship from America. Hunger hurts, and it can't wait. Please CARE, with your dollars to CARE Food Crusade.
This is Greer Garson. Today, our citizens often find themselves in far-flung corners of the globe. One example is Ernest Lane, M.D., of Spokane, Washington. Dr. Lane and his wife Carol are now in Malaya, where they went, of their own desire, a year ago. One day a week, Dr. Lane tucks his 6'4" frame into an outboard motorboat and puts down the jungle river. His destination is a string of villages whose people have never before seen a doctor. Other days, the doctor, who speaks Malay, sees patients at the government health center where he's based. Ernest Lane is a doctor for Medico, a service of care. Like other Medico doctors and nurses overseas, he both treats the sick and also teaches modern medicine. Medico saves lives, takes away pain. It leaves permanent improvements in health conditions. You make all this possible with your dollars to Medico, a service of care. This is Greer Garson. Some people say that teenagers today are self-centered and indifferent, but I can cite you case after case to prove it's not so. For thousands of teenagers across the continent are working right now to help the young people of other countries. Through CARE, Girl Scouts, Parent Teachers Associations, 4-H clubs, whole schools and families, and countless individual fellows and girls are active. They hold fairs, white elephant sales, they wash cars and babysit, all kinds of projects to raise funds, and how much good they accomplish overseas. Their donations send CARE toolkits to teach orphans a trade, or lunches for poor school children, or books and classroom supplies, medicines, sometimes even a real live doctor or nurse. Prove that teenagers care. Join these thousands of young people helping needy people overseas with dollars to CARE.
If he lived next door, would you help? Would you take him to your heart? Would you try to do your part?
No, don't turn away. Look over there, the boy with the crutches. You can help him cross the many bridges that he'll face. Join the 53-minute march. This is Ken Carson saying, give to United Cerebral Palsy. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Go in and out the window, slowly, haltingly they go. No, don't turn away, they need your help, your understanding. Look over there, the boy with the crutches. If he lived next door, would you help? You can help him cross the many bridges he'll face. Join the 53-minute march. Give to United Cerebral Palsy. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock strikes one, but every 53 minutes, cerebral palsy strikes more than 10,000 babies each year. And it can strike in so many ways, the power to see, to hear, to walk, to talk, to understand. You can stop the clock. Join the 53-minute march. Give to United Cerebral Palsy. Mistress Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? She shakes her head, she knocks aside your proffered hand. Contrary? No, she has cerebral palsy, damage to the part of the brain that controls the motor centers. You see, she's not contrary. She's sweet and she's lovable, and she needs your help. Join the 53-minute march. Give to United Cerebral Palsy. Polly put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly put the kettle on and we'll all have tea. Yes, they put the kettle on, they wash the dishes, they scrub the sink, and they love it. Work? Not at all. It's occupational therapy to help regain the manual dexterity, the coordination impaired by cerebral palsy. To help control the flailing arms, the halting gait, to help move ever slowly toward independent living, just to do for oneself. You can help. This is Ken Carson saying, give to United Cerebral Palsy. Polly put the kettle on, kettle on, kettle on. Polly put the kettle on and we'll all have tea. If you can't get a red one, a blue one'll do. Can't get a red one, a blue one'll do. Can't get a red one, a blue one'll do. Skip to Maloo, my darling. No, indeed, not at the Cerebral Palsy Clinic. Picking the right color block is most important for a child handicapped by cerebral palsy. To train eyes and muscles, to find new pathways to the brain, to achieve the ultimate in habilitation. For some, just to hold a spoon, to tie a knot. You see the smile on that little chap's face as he manages to lift a cup? If he lived next door, would you help? You can. Join the 53-minute march. This is Ken Carson saying, give to United Cerebral Palsy. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Skip to Maloo, my darling. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. This is the sound of therapy. Yes, the rhythm of the nursery rhyme helps hands to move and heads to sway and feet to tap, despite the grip of cerebral palsy that can impair speech, hearing, sight, the ability to walk, to talk. For a few fleeting moments, they can lose themselves in fantasy. Then back to reality, the slow struggle through parallel bars, the battle to make fingers that won't obey button just one more button. Look over there in the mirror. That little boy is trying to form words, to talk. If he lived next door, would you help? You can. Join the 53-minute march. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. This is Ken Carson saying give to United Cerebral Palsy. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. How many Spanish galleons, how many pirate ships did you sail as a child to that song? Even today, it conjures up romantic dreams, doesn't it? But what if when you were a child, you couldn't raise your arms and pretend to row? What if you couldn't lift your head or beat your feet in time with the music, or smile and say, Daddy or Mama? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Now there's nothing gentle for a child with cerebral palsy. It cripples so cruelly and in so many ways. You can help them row just a little bit further. This is Ken Carson asking you to join the 53-minute march. Give to United Cerebral Palsy. Rain, rain, go away, little Johnny wants to play. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. Yes, little Johnny wants to play, but even when the sun smiles down, he can't run and jump and shout and leap for the sheer joy of being alive. For Johnny, you see, has cerebral palsy. His arms hold crutches instead of a bat. His legs know the steel of braces instead of a bike. His words sound clear and strong inside his head, but they come out slow and distorted. Yet the joy of life shines bright within his eyes, and you just know that he'll keep striving and surging, and someday he may stand up strong and tall and say, Thank you, America, for your help, your understanding. Right now, every day's a rainy day for Johnny. If he lived next door, would you help? This is Ken Carson saying, you can give to United Cerebral Palsy.